Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huether is talking about child pornography charges filed against the former fire chief. For the latest on the investigation, SDPB's Keely Boltina joins us live from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Keely, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Let's start with what we know. What's the latest information we have on the situation?
The latest is that the mayor of Sioux Falls is talking about the situation. The fire chief is an appointed position, so Mayor Mike Huether has a lot to do with who that person is and monitoring how they've performed their job. Just weeks ago, when Jim Sedaris announced a planned retirement, the mayor and others had incredible things to say about him. That has changed. The former fire chief of Sioux Falls Fire Rescue now faces 10 counts of possession of child pornography. Public documents, including an affidavit for a search warrant, detail some of the offense. Without being graphic, I can say that the evidence involves sexual abuse of young children, and each of those counts carries a maximum of 10 years in prison and a $20,000 fine.
Now, people learned something was happening more than a week ago. Help us understand the timeline. Piece it together.
Right. So Tuesday, May 2nd, we learned that the Minnehaha County officials had executed a search warrant on Sedaris' home. At 5:23 that day, we received a news release from the city that this was Sedaris' last day of employment. Now, when we talked to the mayor yesterday, he says he won't say if he was fired. He wasn't say if he was forced to retire. There may be something in between. We also know, talking with human resources with the city of Sioux Falls, that Sedaris is still eligible for his retirement. He has been vested, they said, for several years, and so there isn't a disqualifier that would disallow that retirement income. We found out Tuesday that things were happening, and then there was a lot of silence. City leaders wouldn't weigh in. Officials with the DCI, the county police, they were all quiet. And we were just waiting for real evidence. So you didn't hear stories from SDPB every single day because we didn't have any facts to report until Monday. And that was when, before 5 o'clock, there was a release from Minnehaha County Sheriff Mike Milstead and State's Attorney Aaron McGowan. And that release said there had been a warrant. Jim Sedaris had turned himself in. It included public documentation of the crimes. The affidavit, you know, lists items seized from home, things like flash drives, computers, etc. So that was when we really understood what this was about.
We got that news on Monday. The mayor of Sioux Falls held a news conference Wednesday. That's yesterday. What about Tuesday, Keely?
Mayor Mike Huether tells us he needed a day. He says he has relished high-stakes events that have happened in Sioux Falls in the past, loves watching how the community rallies together, cited things like the ice storm or the event center. And he says in this case, there's a lot of attention, and no one gets any satisfaction out of what he calls a tragedy. So he took a day, and he talked to members of the media yesterday instead. He says he's getting questions about how the community is coping with these egregious allegations.
How's fire and rescue? How are the city of Sioux Falls employees? How are the citizens of our great city? We're mad. We're sad. We're confused. We're hurt. We don't want any of this to be true.
The mayor talked with the press for about 45 minutes yesterday. Keely, you were there. What more does he have to say about the way the situation unfolded?
Huether stresses the importance of following protocol. He talks about a plan that he executed that Tuesday that he feels was best for Sioux Falls. He doesn't offer details about that, just that it was a plan and he executed it. He cites personnel issues as being private when pressed on further details. He says the investigation is not a City of Sioux Falls investigation, and he repeatedly talks about respecting the process.
The integrity of the investigation must be the highest priority. The insatiable demand for information does have implications, not only on the case, but also the prosecutor of the case. The city of Sioux Falls, we respect that fully, and we always have. Right from the get-go, we've respected it fully. That's why officials cooperated fully with the Minnehaha County Sheriff's Department and the DCI. We were cautious. We were deliberate. We were professional. And we were cooperative, regardless of the pressure to do something different.
The pressure to do something different. What does he mean by that?
I can't say exactly what he means. I can tell you what I experienced in that news conference. The mayor focuses on this idea that people pressed the city for answers, and he says he couldn't provide those. He called out one reporter from another news agency for sitting outside his office and waiting for an extended time. And he took issue with another reporter's characterization that this is a cloud that's hanging over the city when he wondered how long it would be on people's minds. So Mayor Mike Huther says that the accusations are of grave nature and they have victims and they obviously affect Jim Sedaris. But he says they also affect a family and friends and colleagues and a community. And so I asked him this question.
Based on that extensive impact, then, you talked about respecting the process. Do you also respect the people being interested, feeling like this affects them, wanting that information faster than maybe you could provide it if you were going to be deliberate?
I think there's a balance. There's a balance. I understand it, and I respect it, and I really appreciate it when the entities respect the process and the just the importance of doing it right versus fast. And I think it becomes a learning lesson for everybody. And I think that what happened in this case is that, again, once the Sheriff's Department and DCI completed their investigation, and then they announced what actually this was all about, then I think a lot of folks got it. They understood why we were so cautious, so deliberate, and so professional in the way that we did it.
He says people in Sioux Falls are understanding and respectful and caring. And then Huther uses words like insatiable to describe other people asking questions, which he seems to separate from the response about the public. And that really leaves us, the media, who's asking questions.
So what changes for you, Keely, as a reporter and covering the story after a news conference like this one?
Nothing changes for the way SDPBA is reporting on the child pornography charges against Jim Sedaris. From the beginning, our organization has reported verifiable facts. We know the charges against him now. We know they are objectively disturbing. Still, we know he's presumed innocent until proven guilty. So as we report, we are quick to draw a bright line between rumor and fact, and we report the fact. So here's my little reporter soapbox. I think the mayor and just fair warning, I think the mayor and news outlets serve the same people and we're looking out for the same people. And I think SDPB provides provides that and proves that we respect the process, but we also ask questions. Those two things can coexist. So my job is still to ask the difficult questions to get the appropriate information to a public that has a right to know. And that's what we do. It's what we always do. We follow protocol. We don't do any harm. We treat people fairly. We tell all sides to a story and we ask the tough questions.
SDPB's Keely Baltina live from our studios in Sioux Falls. Keely, thank you for the update.
You're welcome.